The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you should also love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. In one of her writings, Mother Teresa tells this story. One time a man came to her and told her that there was a Hindu family of eight who hadn't eaten for a long time, and could she help them? So she took a bag of rice to them, and she said when she saw the children, she could see the hunger in their eyes. But when she gave the rice to the mother, the mother divided the rice in half and left. When she came back, Mother Teresa said, "Where did you go?" And the mother said, "I went next door because my Muslim neighbors were as hungry as we are." Mother Teresa said what surprised her most was not that she gave half of the rice away, but that she knew her Muslim neighbors were hungry, and because she knew of their need, she gave to them. And then Mother wrote something quite striking. "I waited until the next morning to bring more rice," she wrote, "so they could experience the joy of sharing and loving." She waited so they could experience the joy of sharing and loving. Now that's something you don't hear very much about. When you heard today's gospel, Jesus gave this commandment that we should love one another. I'll bet that most homilies that you heard about stress the commandment, the obligation, how we have to love one another. I'll bet not many of them talked about the joy of doing that. Maybe that's why Pope Francis, in his latest document or exhortation about marriage, entitled it, "The Joy of Love." And that's probably why Jesus says in John's Gospel, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you and your joy might be full." So maybe we should change that saying, "Give until it hurts," to "Give until it delights." That may sound a little ridiculous, but I think Mother Teresa told us a secret here. The secret of the joy of giving and loving. It's when we really know the needs of others, as that Hindu mother did, that we are willing to give to others, not out of our own need. That's probably why Pope Francis wrote in his Joy of Love that Jesus, I'm quoting, "Jesus expects us to stop looking for those personal or communal niches," we could read comfort zones, which shelter us from human misfortune, "and instead to enter the reality of other people's lives and to know the power of tenderness. Whenever we do so," he said, our lives become wonderfully complicated." Our lives become wonderfully complicated. Isn't that what happened in the story about the multiplication of the loaves and the fish? As John tells it in this gospel, When Jesus raised his eyes and saw the large crowd coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" It was when Jesus saw their need, their hunger, that he wanted to respond by doing something about it. And some scriptures scholars say that it's likely that when people saw Jesus distribute those 5 loaves and few fishes to those around him, they followed his example and gave what they had when they saw the need, the hunger of those around them. And that the real miracle may have been that so many were willing to give so much to so many others. If that was true, then they also shared the joy of giving, and that was one bunch of happy campers. Whenever Christians have gone, wherever Christians have gone throughout the world, we have seen the needs of others, and we've responded by building hospitals for the sick, shelters for the homeless, feeding places for the hungry, schools and education centers. The first to go wherever there is a natural or a human disaster is usually the Catholic Relief Services or Catholic Charities. Worldwide, you'll find St. Vincent de Paul Society taking care of the poor, or the missionary sisters, the missionaries of charity, the Sisters of Mother Teresa, taking care of the abandoned. In our archdiocese, we do Together in Mission and the Cardinal McIntyre Fund for the needy. There's a St. Joseph Church across, a St. Joseph Center across the street to take care of the needs of the poor. So maybe we too are making our lives wonderfully complicated. Whenever I drive to St. Andrew's Church where I say Mass, I had the 9:30 Mass there this morning. When I go off the freeway ramp, down the block, there's a light. And there with his dog is a fellow always ready to take a handout. I used to give him $1. I upped it to 2 now because of the economy. The other day, though, the light was changing when I was reaching in my pocket. So in a hurry, I gave him $3. He looked at it and he said, "Shall I give $1 back?" I said, "No, I'll keep $1 myself next time." And I began to realize what fun, what joy I was having in this conversation and this sharing, this giving that had gone on for over a year or so. Even though it was in my own cheap way, I experienced the joy of giving and sharing, like one other person did. Emma is in high school, a junior. She takes a leadership class that helps put on dances and other things for the student body. But Emma is a little different, and she's becoming aware of the differences because she told her father through tears recently, "I don't like having Down syndrome." Recently, when Emma was working at a table with the student body president, a handsome young fellow named Chris, she announced later that Chris had invited her to the homecoming dance. Now, her father wondered about that and was afraid that maybe Emma misunderstood him and would be terribly disappointed. So he went to one of the teachers, and discreetly, the teacher found out that that was true. This young man had invited her to accompany him to the dinner and to the dance. Emma's dad was moved to tears at first, and then he wrote later about the joy of seeing his daughter prepare for this exciting and wondrous day in her life because of the kindness of one young man who saw the real and cared about the inner Emma. His life had become wondrously complicated. I don't remember the source of the quotation, but it was a Muslim who wrote, "Islam is the religion of faith. Judaism is the religion of hope. Christianity is a religion of love. If that's true, Christianity should also be the religion of joy. In fact, we even call Lent a season of joy, maybe because it's a call to love and share. Whatever, in this Easter season, when we have so many reasons to be joyful, today we have one more, and that is to try to truly love one another. It's a great way to bring joy to the world and to ourselves. Amen.